we would say, oh, you remember that lady said, accept your faith. Nonsense.
Pay attention why it's explained out of the story. Because it's out of the story.
It's also an exception.
Which is?
Reality.
What is that exception?
The boy is here today, thank God. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about life, we are not talking about death. Death is exception. We are not saying you should escape the death, you will die, thank God you will die. Life is not the fear of death only. Fear of death is fear of death. And death is not curable. It shouldn't. Because I know only one cure for death. What is the cure for death?
Don't be born.
Exactly. Eliminate the life, there is no death. This chair will not die, and I will. Because I'm alive, life and death are two sides of one coin. Life is not dying. Life is a very silly balance, which is not very balanced. Is equilibrium far from equilibrium? It's like somebody riding a motorcycle. That's what life is. It is possible if you constantly try. If you let go, you will fall down. And when you fell down, it's end of imbalance. You're balanced again. Stay down, period. That's life and death. We are talking about happiness. If you're talking about your life, your doctor should be concerned about that. We are here looking at the other sunset. Listen, this faith we are talking about, this faith is not about death, dying, and after death, and 100,000 after that, that a lot of angels are waiting to torture you, or, I don't know, give you a lot of visions and things like that. We are talking about life here. You are alive. So your case is different. Don't look at the death. Don't try to escape the death. Try to understand the life. One, look at the paragraph. Suddenly, he went back to the prophets. He went back to the enlightened fellows. And they are doing something. They are doing something somewhat, somewhere, in one part of it. They know that one part is curable, one is not. One part you have to do something, one part you shouldn't. He even brought the example of the water. What is the relationship between water and sheep? What is the relationship between water and the boat? You tell me.
The water.
Do they go together or they hate each other?
If the water is...
Water is good for the boat or bad for the boat?
Both.
It's holding it up.
Is it boat? If the water is in the boat, it's bad. If it's out of the boat, it's good. So water is a necessity for the boat. But it could ruin the boat at the same time. It's not black and... No, black or white. It's black and white. Always together. So life and death are interwoven. Do not separate that one. In the story, when we were explaining the story, I don't remember what was my mood that day and how I twisted it. Because that's what I do here. I twist the meanings. I believe this is my job. Do you know why I do that? A part of satisfaction of knowing the people and like that, but there is a good logic in it. Why do I twist the meanings here?
Because if you think my role is explaining this book, I should explain it and make it more clear, which I don't. At least not intentionally. I twist the meanings, and each time I will give you another interpretation. Each time another one. Especially now. In youth it was not this easy, but now it's much easier. Because I don't even remember what was my explanation last time. Because I don't memorize this. I know that I have to twist the meaning here. Guess what? Because Rumi gave me this role. Rumi chose this path for me. Yes or no? You have to say yes, because you're sitting here. And why? This is the meaning of a poem. The poet will try to twist the meaning. That's what the difference is. When you read it even in foreign language, immediately you will understand this is a poem or it's a written document. If the meanings are twisted, because the poet will try to stop you in a way of making a meaning out of this. Because he didn't put a meaning here. It was not a meaning in his head when he was reciting this thing. If it was a meaning, that meaning will translate to something like philosophy. So it will be a lecture. But it's not a lecture. It's funny stories. And all stories twisted, even interrupted. And something which is missing in our class, which is the musicality of the language. Play with that. Because it's a feeling. The essence of poetry is a feeling. A passionate stuff will happen inside a fragile person. And that fragile person cannot control that feeling. And tries to pass it along. The only instrument to pass along is the language. So he will twist the language to stop you from reading the language and pay attention to the feeling, which is not speakable, which is not transferable. The ideas are transferable. We know even the best instrument for that, which is mathematical language, all the new ideas will get a patent after being translated to some mathematical equations and things like that. Here is feeling. You remember what was the feeling? What is the feeling? You were here. I started today from that.
Happiness.
He is a happy man. And he looks around and will see a lot of unhappy people asking him about the essence of happiness. This is what this book is all about. This is what historically happened that they wrote this. Because he didn't write this, he was talking. These are the notes. He started to talk, to say, you're unhappy? Because you missed the point. You're unhappy because you're self-absorbed. And when they say you're self-absorbed, you accept it. Because you know you are. Then you try to change the subject and forget. But now you have to do something about it. Sit down, concentrate why you are not happy. And believe me, you, the source of your unhappiness is in you. This is not something inherent. The animal is not unhappy. You are unhappier because you have given more. Because you don't use it in the best way. You use your intelligence
just for this. And when it happens like this, you're confused. Because there's nothing more there. You miss the point. Let's go back. The water and the boat. Water in the boat, very bad. Water under the boat, lovely. That's how it works. What about you? Are you in the boat, in the water, or what? He said, you are a jar. The water is in you. Okay? But at the same time, the water is outside. So you look like a jar in the ocean. If you have too much water in you, you drown. If you're empty, half empty, then you survive even the ocean. This is something that you will learn very difficult. You will find very difficult to swallow even this meaning. Because you believe in knowledge. You think that the more you know, better you are off. Because this is what the intelligence does. The source of intelligence in you is working in a very strange way. And if you knew it, you will be surprised. How do you think, really? How this brain works? This brain of you works with quantities, not qualities. There is no place for quality in this computer of you. Quantities. This one is counting. Even counting the split seconds, even counting the moment, even counting the hours of the day. You know what do you have? What you have, jet lags? Because that counting will be interrupted in a way. If you take a fast plane, you fly from here to the opposite side of the globe, you spend 6 hours over there, you fly back here, there will be no jet lag. Because next day you wake up, everything looks okay. Because day and night didn't change. Because you, inside of you, you have a center of everything, which is counting. More is better. Less is worse. This is how it works. This more is better will not work. Especially here, in this path, one of the things that you may find very difficult to swallow is that the most clever one is not the best one here. How do you accept that? I know you hope that it will be that way because I don't think I'm the cleverest one and I want to have the best one. So I mean, get lucky. It doesn't work that way. Here, it's completely a different story because it's not black or white. It's not this or that. It's not me or the universe. It's completely a different story. All those different stories ended up to have some small paragraph that everybody promised to the lion to behave better. Then a very small paragraph explains something that was not really needed, but it was the beginning of something. In this story, after explaining all of this, then we went to the exception. The exception was the day that they wanted to send the rabbit. And the rabbit says, oh, I don't want to go. Of course this stuff is good, but not to me. It's good that some people will do something about that. The rabbit brought me in because rabbit is the